In today's complex financial environment, many retirees are at a loss of exactly what to do. What retirement issues should you be considering? When it comes to your existing financial retirement strategy, have you really covered all of your bases? Are there any important retirement factors you have overlooked? Why spend another minute wondering? Call 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit. Dr. Ron Caskey's time and financial retirement kit is always provided at absolutely no cost. He offers a unique approach to a number of important items that you may want to consider when creating a sound retirement strategy for the days ahead. Your retirement is far too important to leave to chance. Call Dr. Ron Caskey at 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit today. The number again is 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com now.
Well, hi everybody, Dr. Ron Caskey here, inviting you to stay tuned for The Ron Caskey Show. That's me, I'm Dr. Ron Caskey, that's spelled C-A-S-K-E-Y. I'm going to give you my website, my email address, my cell phone numbers, and here's what I do and what we're going to talk about on today's Ron Caskey Show. We're going to talk about how to protect, preserve, grow, and recession-proof your retirement. I'm going to give you some details. I can do more in front of you, but I'll at least get your attention on the Ron Caskey Show today, and I'll show you how to capture the upside of the market with absolutely none of the downside risk. Yep, for a fact, I can show you how to do that. And then I'm going to invite you to call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. So I'm going to give you my cell phone numbers, my website, my email address, and then we're going to talk about your retirement. It's your retirement, folks. I don't do the gambling side of the table where you pay a financial planner, advisor, CFP, fee taker to gamble with your retirement in the largest casino in the world. And that's Wall Street. I don't do that. So stay tuned. The Ron Caskey Show starts right now. Well, hi everybody. Welcome once again to the Ron Caskey Show. That's me. I'm Dr. Ron Caskey. I'm your host. I'm here every week this same time. Grab a pen and a piece of paper, jot down my phone numbers, and then use them. Give me a call this afternoon for a no-cost appointment this coming week in your home or your office. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Give me a call for a no-cost appointment. Let me bring information and show you how to capture the upside of the market with absolutely none of the downside risk. No risk whatsoever. You, in one of my indexed annuities, you will never, ever lose a penny of your money due to the downturn in the market ever. It can't be done. And so all you got to do is pick up the phone and call me and say, well, I don't know how that works. Well, duh, that's why you call me and I'll bring the information to you. And my time doesn't cost you anything. I know you're used to paying an exorbitant fee every year for some financial planner, advisor, CFP, fee taker to gamble all day long, gamble with your retirement money in the largest casino in the world. Say, well, yeah, I'm used to it. Well, keep paying it. See how that works out for you. Oh, by the way, speaking of that, Warren Buffett just liquidated billions of shares. Bill Gates sold 500,000 shares of Microsoft. Jeff Bezos filed to sell Amazon shares worth $4.8 billion. Now, for those of you that think you're smarter than God and want to leave your money in the largest casino in the world because you just know, if I pull this handle one more time, I'll win. Well, here's three of the richest guys on the entire planet liquidating billions of dollars in the stock market. Now, if they thought that it was looking all rosy for the stock market, stocks, bonds, and mutual funds coming up, do you think they'd be liquidating billions of dollars of stock? No, they wouldn't be, because they know this thing can't be sustained. But if you think you're smarter than Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, and Jeff Bezos, you just keep pulling that handle and see how that works out for you. See, I've never been a gambler, so I don't have, never have had any money in stocks, bonds, or mutual funds. Speaking of liberals, which those three guys are, but I'm talking about money, not their politics. But oh, by the way, I've used this before, but some friend of mine sent it to me again, so I printed it out. And wanted to read it on today's radio show. You know, the liberal left-wing nut socialist communist Democrats all brag about being on the left. And we as conservatives are on the right. Well, here's a verse, Ecclesiastes 10:2. I didn't write it, folks. God did. And so he dictated to Solomon, and Solomon wrote it. A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart at his left. Write that down. If you don't have a Bible, go to a motel. They got Gideon Bibles everywhere. Ecclesiastes 10:2. A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart at his left. Just saying, just so you know. I'll mail this out to you. You got to see it to make sense out of it. But the following list was developed as a mental age assessment by the School of Psychiatry at Harvard University. Take your time, see if you can read each line aloud without a mistake. The average person over 50 years of age can't do it. So here's 12 phrases. This is this cat, this is cat, this is how cat, this is to cat, this is keep cat, this is and cat, this is old cat, this is person cat, this is busy cat, this is for cat, this is 40 cat, this is seconds cat. Now go back and read the third word in each line from the top to the bottom. I bet you can't resist passing this on. So here's the third word in every one of those 12 sentences. This is how to keep an old person busy for 40 seconds. There you go. Again, it'll make more sense when you're looking at it. I'll be glad to send that out to you. Here's another neat story. Of course, I'm from Texas, so this makes sense. And here's a picture of a state trooper with his radar out and looking over the top of his car. So a Texas Highway Patrol officer was conducting speeding enforcement on Highway 77 just south of Kingsville, Texas. The officer was using a handheld radar device to check speeding vehicles approaching the turn, the town of Kingsville, and was suddenly surprised when the radar gun began reading 300 miles an hour and climbing. The officer attempted to reset the radar gun, but it would not reset and then suddenly went dead. Immediately, a deafening roar over the mesquite treetops on Highway 77 revealed that the radar had in fact locked on to a U.S. Marine Corps F-A-18 Hornet, which was engaged in a low-flying exercise near its Naval Air Home Base location in Kingsville. Back at the Texas Highway Patrol headquarters in Corpus Christi, the patrol captain fired off a complaint to the U.S. Naval Base commander in Kingsville for shutting down his officer's equipment. The reply came back in true U.S. Marine Corps style. Quote, thank you for your letter. You may be interested to know that the tactical computer in the Hornet had detected the presence of and subsequently locked on to your hostile radar equipment and automatically sent a jamming signal back to it, which is why it shut down. Furthermore, an air-to-ground missile aboard the fully armed aircraft had also automatically locked on to your equipment's location. Fortunately, the Marine pilot flying the Hornet recognized the situation for what it was and quickly responded to the missile system alert status and was able to override the automated defense system before the missile was launched to destroy the hostile radar position on the side of Highway 77 south of Kingsville. The pilot suggests your officer covers his mouth when cursing, since the video system on these jets are extremely high-tech. Sergeant Johnson, the officer holding the radar gun, should get his dentist to check his left rear molar. It appears the filling is loose. Also, the snap is broken on his holster. Semper Fi. Well, knowing and liking Marines, I thought that was pretty funny, and you're welcome to get a copy of it. I'll send it out to you at no cost. I prefer email, which is rc@ronkasky.com, or if you're not hooked up to the internet, I will mail that out. So while I'm randomly talking about stuff here before I get to some headlines. And then, oh, by the way, one thing I'm going to do in the second segment today is I'm going to do a deep dive on the Fed rates and your wallet. The Fed rates and your wallet. See, people all the time, they're talking about, oh, the Fed won't lower the rates and their interest rates are too high and blah, blah, blah. They don't have a clue what they're talking about. They don't have a clue what the Fed rate actually is and how it affects them. And so I'm going to do a deep dive on that in my second segment today and get into the details of what the Fed rate is and how it affects your wallet. Before I move on to something else, y'all know I pastored and built Christian schools for 25 years. I still preach and sing on weekends around the country, and I am familiar with the Bible and what the Bible says, and I can tell you for a fact, you don't believe it? Okay, help yourself. But I can tell you for a fact, the next event on God's calendar is the rapture of the church. There isn't anything left to happen on this earth scripturally, physically. There's nothing left to happen before the trumpet sounds and we're raptured out to heaven. Then the tribulation and the great tribulation, 7 years, takes place here on earth, overseen by the Antichrist. Now, every year since I was knee-high to a duck, people have been, this time of the year, August and September, I'm flooded with people thinking that they can predict the rapture of the church. I've got a good friend in Longmont, and he gets this newsletter and sends it over, and probably 80% of it I like. But this guy that writes this newsletter, this time of the year, every year, he starts getting awful close to predicting the time of the rapture. Now understand, the Bible is very clear when it says, no man knows the day nor the hour of the rapture of the church. Nobody knows that. But these people get all excited about Rosh Hashanah and the Jewish calendar and so on, and which this year is September 23rd. And so even this guy that normally is intelligent when he writes, but on this, he just gets way too close for me to predict the time of the rapture of the church. And so you need to, what that's called is presumptuous eschatology. Eschatology is the theology of last things, the doctrine of last things, things that are going to happen in the end times. And presumptuous eschatology is like people like that, that think, oh yeah, September 23rd this year, the Bible says, and he's out to lunch. I can tell you for a fact, the second coming, the rapture of the saints, the second coming's at the end of the tribulation, but the rapture, I can tell you for a fact, won't happen on September 23rd, because that's when all of these smart people think that it is. So I just thought I'd throw that out there for you, because the predictions around this time of the year are just prolific. And so I thought, you know what, I'll bring that up, like it or not. I don't like people who try to predict the rapture of the church, since the Bible's clear on that. No man knows the day nor the hour. What you need to be doing is looking for the rapture every minute of every day, and make sure, first of all, you're born again, because there isn't going to be a mulligan. There's not going to be a second chance for you to get saved after the rapture. Ain't gonna happen. So you need to prepare ahead of time. And here's just another thought. I'm from Texas. I was born and raised, you know, I wasn't born and raised in New York City. But in Texas, most places, when the sirens blow, you know, the tornado warnings and so on, when those blow, most people head for a cellar or something. In Texas, when those warnings go off, everybody goes outside and looks up and say, wow, where's the tornado? I want to see the tornado. So I'm telling you, you might want to take the same attitude in looking and listening for the trumpet and looking for the rapture of the church, because it could happen any moment. So just make sure that you are prepared. All right, now for some of this stuff on my screen. I got a picture of Trump saying, a country run by banks will always be in debt. Healthcare run by big pharma will never cure disease. A state run by war will never know peace. And a nation run by media will never know the truth. All of those sentences are, for a fact, true statements. Here's another one I saw. My wife is an Iwegian. She was born and raised in Iowa, and I rescued her. But anyway, here's a headline. A storm is brewing in Iowa, and Republicans should take note. There are danger signs. In recent years, Republicans have enjoyed sweeping victories in the red state of Iowa, most recently with President Donald Trump's 13-point statewide victory in the 24 presidential election. However, there are warning signs that this monumental lead is beginning to erode. For the first time in 3 years, Democrats managed to break the Republican supermajority after Iowa Democrats, Democrat Caitlin Dray defeated Republican Christopher Prosh. And then it just goes on. There are some warning signs here of what is taking place, where these lying, criminal, liberal, left-wing, nut, socialist, communist Democrats are going to try and take back the House and the Senate in 26. And so we gotta stay vigilant, folks. We really do. Here's another one by Bill O'Reilly, fighting oligarchs. This summer, socialist Bernie Sanders. Isn't it interesting that screaming ninny, Pocahontas, every time she starts screaming and yelling, Bernie Sanders comes to defend her. So this summer, socialist Bernie Sanders is spending time away from his Lake Champlain DACA in order to visit the country with his Fighting Oligarchs tour. I thought Bruce Springsteen might open for the senator, but apparently Bruce is confused by the oligarch thing, because there aren't any in New Jersey. The tour should have been called Burn, B-E-R-N, baby, Burn, B-E-R-N, because the 84-year-old is on fire all the time. Show him a crowd and his inner Godzilla appears, fire-breathing, stomping around. To save you some gas money, here's what the burning love guy wants with apologies to Elvis, who also never saw an oligarch in Tupelo. He wants free health care for 350 million people, free college for anyone who can get there, free daycare for the tykes, government-subsidized housing, food, public transportation in urban areas, guaranteed employment with a minimum of wage of $17 an hour. That's 30 now in the Socialist Republic, People's Republic of California. No mention of free spa treatments, but give the Vermonter time. Sanders well knows this is all Don Quixote stuff because no country could come close to affording it. Unless, that is, a totalitarian government seized private property and ran the entire economy, which is what Bernie really wants. One wonders about the intellectual capacity of those Americans showing up to hear this nuttiness, but Bernie continues to draw crowds. Might be because his speeches are free. Of course, you've got that communist, an avowed Muslim communist, running for mayor in New York City and leading. And he'll get it. And as other big cities will begin to fall to the likes of Mondani. And so there you go. My time's coming to a close, and I've got a ton of stuff here to read before I get to the deep dive on the Fed rates and your wallet. What I do every day, Monday through Friday, ain't to faint in half a day on Saturday, is I show people in your home or your office at no charge. I show people how to protect, preserve, grow, and recession-proof your retirement. I show people how to capture the upside of the market with absolutely none of the downside risk. I show people how to get lifetime income till death or 120 years old. And I do it all. Listen up. I do it all with indexed annuities. Listen up. An indexed annuity is a life insurance company product. It's not life insurance. And so you don't have to do anything in a cup. You don't have to answer 28 pages of medical questions. You don't have to do anything except it's a transfer of money from the risky side of the table, stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, 457s, 401as. It's a transfer of money from the entire risky casino side of the table to the safety net of an indexed annuity where you can only capture the upside of the market with absolutely none of the downside risk. Couple of things you need to know. Number one, I don't sit in a fancy office downtown Denver waiting for people to walk in the door and get past three gatekeepers to get into the holiest of holies to see moi. No, I drive to you, and I see people in their homes and their offices over on the western slope. I'll be back over there, by the way, 23, 4, and 5. And so I bring the information to you. So you need to understand two things in closing. Number one, my time never costs you a penny, ever. I'm there to answer your questions and get information and see if this is something you want to do. Number two, there is never any pressure from me to you to make a decision one way or the other. So pick up the phone and call me. Get on my calendar. Don't put it off. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Give me a call. Do it today. Don't put it off. Stay tuned. Be right back. Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey here. You know, people go to Las Vegas, Cripple Creek, Central City, whatever, And they say, if I pull this handle one more time, surely I'll win. People get off the airplanes all happy. They get back on the same airplane 3 days later all sad. My point in saying that is the market will not sustain highs. It goes up and it goes down. So I'm suggesting that you don't wait until the market tanks to get your money changed over to a safety net. That's where I come in. I do everything with indexed annuities where the risk is on the life insurance company instead of on your shoulders. I do it all with indexed annuities and life insurance. So if you're interested in capturing the upside of the market with none of the downside risk, I'm the guy you want to talk to, and my time never costs you a penny, ever. All you got to do is pick up the phone, call me, get on my calendar, and I'll bring the information to you. Here's my numbers. Call me now. Don't put it off. Don't wait until the market tanks. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Pick up the phone right now. Get on my calendar. Don't put it off. 877-218-1972. Again, my name's Dr. Ron Caskey. My time doesn't cost you a penny ever. Call me now. Thanks. Bye.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm, affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients. Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free. That's right, free. To see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place, call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
Well, hi everybody, Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off.
In today's complex financial environment, many retirees are at a loss of exactly what to do. What retirement issues should you be considering? When it comes to your existing financial retirement strategy, have you really covered all of your bases? Are there any important retirement factors you have overlooked? Why spend another minute wondering? Call 303-710-3791 or visit roncaskey.com and get your free financial retirement kit. Dr. Ron Caskey's time and financial retirement kit is always provided at absolutely no cost. He offers a unique approach to a number of important items that you may want to consider when creating a sound retirement strategy for the days ahead. Your retirement is far too important to leave to chance. Call Dr. Ron Caskey at 303-710-3791 or visit roncaskey.com and get your free financial retirement kit today. The number again is 303-710-3791 or visit roncaskey.com now.
Welcome back to my second segment of today's Ron Caskey Show. That's me. Give me a call. Jot my numbers down. I'll give you to them now and at the end of this segment in the show today. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Do not put it off. My calendar does indeed fill up. If you've heard me at all, you know over the years that I've recorded 5 gospel albums, and I sing, put up a singing video, live singing video every Sunday that goes in my email newsletter Sunday morning, goes up on Facebook. I have all 5 of my albums on CDs. And so those of you on the Western Slope do not receive my Sunday Bible Views radio show. So people over there said, hey, I heard you sing. Would you do that on Saturday? Well, I will if I remember, and I remember during that break. So here's a song that it's requested more than any other song that I ever do for funerals. It's a great song. And it's called In the Garden. And so here I am singing In the Garden. Hope it's a blessing to you. Then we'll come back and get into some other stuff. But here you go, In the Garden.
I come to the garden.
Go In the Garden. Hope that was a blessing to you. I kind of tapered off there on the end, but it's a great old song. My brother-in-law pastored in Lincoln, Nebraska, and And he died a few years back, and my sister and nieces and nephews asked me to sing that song at the cemetery a cappella. And it was fun. I can sing a cappella as well as with music or whatever. But my nephew, who now is in heaven also, he told his mother, he said, I couldn't believe it. Uncle Ron just got up there and started singing that song by himself, he said. He couldn't believe it. So I remember every time I sing that song now, I sing it in churches all the time. Every time I sing it, I think of a longtime friend of mine. We've been friends about 13, 14 years, and he was chief of Fort Lupton Police Department, and I served as his chaplain for years, and we're still friends. We go out to eat. We do work together on their house and property and so on. And his mother died, and his brother's a pastor in Colorado Springs. And Chief asked me to sing that at her service. And every time I sing that song, I still remember singing that song for that sweet old lady. She was a sweet little old thing. And her three boys are giants. And she just this little thing. But boy, let me tell you, when she looked at you and opened her mouth, you better pay attention. And I still think of that every time I sing that song. So there you go. Hope that was a blessing to you. I've got three articles here that I need to get to before talking about the Fed and rates and your wallet. Here's one. Left and right join forces to ban lawmakers from trading stock. Well, duh. That's the height of Nasty Pelosi is a good example of insider trading, and they get by with it. They get by with it every day, every hour of every day. People in Congress, in the Senate, and in government, they're inside. They know what's going on. They know what laws they're going to pass and so on. And so now the left and the right join forces to ban lawmakers from trading stock. Again, duh. Of course, they should be banned from trading stock. Here's another article. Hot, this is in the Wall Street Journal, not the Denver Compost. Hot stocks can melt your retirement dreams. Hot stocks can melt your retirement dreams. Now, I started this radio show today talking about Gates and Buffett and Bezos selling off billions of dollars of their stock portfolio because they don't believe this thing is going to be good in the near future, the stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. But of course, I'm talking to some people that are smarter than God, and so they're going to stay in the largest casino in the world and say whatever. But hot stocks can melt your retirement dreams. And it says, don't assume high returns will last or that you will spend far less. Now think about that, and you know, I'm just this little guy out here in one little voice and on a few radio stations, and I don't like stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. I've only got a handful of financial planner advisor CFP fee takers that I would give the time of day to, because they're all gamblers and they get paid to gamble with your hard-earned retirement money. So it's no love lost to me if the stock market completely goes away. I could care less because I don't have any money in the stock market, and I don't put my clients in the stock market. One more. This is in the Denver Compost, and this, of course, is talking about the communist rule in Colorado, Congress, Senate, governor, so on. It says, carbon emissions. And this is all just a crock, but nevertheless. What will state's building code do to new home prices? Now, this article covers a page, full page, and a quarter in the Denver Compost. And there is, and it talks about all of the laws that these criminals in the state of Colorado and other Democrat-run states are passing, And so Colorado is rolling out a new building code aimed at reducing the amount of carbon emissions emitted from homes, offices, and other buildings. And state leaders hope the plan will be environmentally responsible without sending construction prices soaring. Well, duh, idiot, how is it not going to send construction prices soaring? Of course it will. Do they care? No, they don't give a rat's patootie. The new building code announced Tuesday, a couple of weeks ago, the Colorado Model Low Energy and Carbon Code will push home builders and commercial developers to construct more energy-efficient structures by creating incentives to install electrical heating systems, which reduce the amount of carbon emissions by eliminating natural gas consumption. Of course, these same idiots want to outlaw gas-operated vehicles by 2035. They're idiots. I'm telling you, they're absolute morons. And yet they say, well, we hope it won't increase the construction cost. Well, you got to be a complete blithering idiot without an ounce of gray matter in your cranium to think that when you impose all of these restrictions on contractors, it's going to raise the price. And so that leads me now to the Fed, the rates, and your wallet. So, the Fed was created by Congress in 1913 to stabilize the banking system. Today's core job, maximum employment, stable prices, so-called the dual mandate. And that's Federal Reserve History Investopedia. This is all documented, folks. I didn't pull this out of thin air. So, the Fed funds rate, what it actually is, it's the overnight rate that banks charge each other. The FOMC sets a target range and steers markets there. So these banks borrow from the Federal Reserve, and this is what the Federal Reserve charges them. So as of the late August 2025, the target range is reported around 4.25 to 4.5. The latest postings via H.15 official trackers and so on. I've just footnoted all of my notes here. So how that hits mortgages and credit cards. Credit cards, HELOCs, many ARMs, adjusted rate mortgages, usually is prime rate equals Fed funds plus or minus 3%. Prime rate equals Fed funds plus or minus 3%. Insurers add a margin to set your annual percentage rate, APR. So when the Fed moves, your variable APR follows. Now, a 30-year fixed mortgage tracks the 10-year Treasury yield more than the Fed funds rate. So even if the Fed cuts mortgage rates, those rates may not fall much if 10-year yields stay elevated. Now, this is kind of hard to see, and it's more technical than I normally get, but people don't know. So, oh, yeah, the Fed's blah, blah, blah. They don't have a clue what the Fed rate is. So that's why I'm trying to break it down for you here. Just understand that here's the problem with Powell, the head of the Federal Reserve. The problem is not that he thinks holding the Fed rate where it is today. The problem is he hates Trump, along with every criminal, left-wing nut, communist Democrat in power. They hate Trump. The reason they hate Trump is not they don't like his politics and they don't like he's strong. And so the reason they hate him, because they can't manipulate him. They can't control him. They can't tell him what to do and expect him to do it. Well, thank God that he can't be manipulated by these idiots. And so Powell, he just doesn't like Trump. So Trump says, man, I want you to lower the rate. He says, no, I'm not going to do it. Why? Because I don't like you. That's the bottom line. And what the Fed did in 07 and 08. Now, you need to look back at 07 and 08 and see what the Fed did then and what the result was. And then look at what the Fed is doing today, and you will know what the result is going to be. And because he's being a word I can't use on family radio, because he's being an idiot, and he's stubborn, and he's arrogant, and he's egotistical, and doesn't have a brain, the fact is that what he is doing is going, that's the reason Buffett, Bezos, and Gates just sold billions of dollars of their stock. So, look back. I did, August 17th, 2007, and where the emergency discount window change narrowed the spread and eased access as markets seized. December 2007, the Fed launched the term auction facility, auctioned term funds to banks to ease funding stress, and that ran through 2010. Now go up to 2008, expansions. Facilities like the TLF, PDCF, so on, broadened collateral liquidity. Later, quarter one, November 08, to push down long-term rates. So, in 07 and 08, the stress started in funding markets, printing money. That's all they can do. The government doesn't earn money or make money. They can print money, which they did exorbitantly in 07 and 08. And the Fed cut rates and built new liquidity pipes. Now, compare that to today. If growth slows and inflation cools, cuts can come. But mortgage relief still hinges, I said this earlier, it still hinges on the 10-year Treasury and inflation expectations. So, mortgage rates may lag Fed cuts if they ever come, because long yields, 10-year Treasuries, are driven by inflation deficits and treasury supply. Several outlets flag this dynamic right now. So, Fed independence in the headlines. Governor removal fight. And this is Trump. He fired one of the Fed governors, and she, of course, balked and sued him and blah, 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 all this. Not because she's a liar, and she fraudulently owned two residences she claimed, and she's a criminal. And so Trump's fired her. And so markets care, because politicizing the Fed can raise long-term rates via inflation fears. And so note the risk to credibility and mortgage transmission. So your credit card APR is basically Fed funds plus 3% plus a card margin, a fee on top of all of that. Your 30-year mortgage listens to the 10-year Treasury, not the Fed's overnight rate. So the Fed can cut rates, but if inflation deficits keep the 10-year Treasury high, mortgage relief is limited. In 07 versus now, then there was a liquidity crisis. That translated into emergency facilities. Now, inflation deficit and dynamics are shaping long-term yields. So The Fed moves the rudder, which is the overnight rates. Mortgages follow the current 10-year yield. Credit cards dance with the Fed. Mortgages dance with the bond market, the 10-year Treasury bond. Just understand that. So, the Fed versus your wallet, why credit card drops faster than your mortgage when rates fall? I've explained that. And then we talk about on my Sunday radio show, God's prosperity plan, which is blessing without sorrow and stewardship with purpose. So again, what I cover on Sunday is putting God first in your finances and quit gambling on Wall Street. It's that simple. You're gambling with God's money. And so the Fed history, why it was created, panic of 07, the need for stability. How it works, setting interest rates, money supply, inflation, targeting, and so on. Role in markets, and the illusion of control. That's what all of this comes down to. Past crises, Great Depression, 1970s inflation, Volcker's likes, Greenspan era, and so on. So you need to pay attention to what the Fed is doing because it affects your mortgage rates, your credit cards, your bank loans, your car loans. Everything else is affected by what the Fed charges these banks in an overnight rate. My time's up. Hope any of that made sense. Give me a call, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Give me a call. Get on my calendar. Don't put it off. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm. Affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients, Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free. That's right, free. To see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place, call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
Well, hi everybody, Dr. Ron Kasky jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off.
In today's complex financial environment, many retirees are at a loss of exactly what to do. What retirement issues should you be considering? When it comes to your existing financial retirement strategy, have you really covered all of your bases? Are there any important retirement factors you have overlooked? Why spend another minute wondering? Call 303-710-3791 or visit ronkasky.com and get your free financial retirement kit. Dr. Ron Kasky's time and financial retirement kit is always provided at absolutely no cost. He offers a unique approach to a number of important items that you may want to consider when creating a sound retirement strategy for the days ahead. Your retirement is far too important to leave to chance. Call Dr. Ron Caskey at 303-710-3791 or visit roncaskey.com and get your free financial retirement kit today. The number again is 303-710-3791 or visit roncaskey.com now.
Well, there you go. There's the Ron Caskey Show for today. I appreciate you listening. And I'm going to tell you again, you need to call me for a no-cost appointment. No cost. My time never costs you a penny, and there's never any pressure from me to you to make a decision one way or the other. I'm going to show you how to protect, preserve, grow, and recession-proof your retirement. So all I want you to do today is give me a call and get on my calendar for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. And again, no cost, no pressure. But I am going to show you, and I use only, you've heard the show, you've heard me say it week in and week out, I only talk about indexed annuities. That's a life insurance company product where your money is indexed to a market. Your money is not in the market. So if you want to get the truth, you want to get the honest facts about how to protect, preserve, and grow and recession-proof your retirement, call me today, 303-710-3791, toll-free, 877-218-1972. And oh, by the way, don't forget to dial in here, KLTT, tomorrow to the Bible Views radio show. Thanks for listening. Bye.